It's the biggest tech convention of the year, and this is where all the crazy things come out. CES is going on in Las Vegas right now, and joining us, it's Katie O'Grady. She's a CES spokesperson. I heard that there's vacuums that go upstairs now. Is
what?
That a thing?
Come on.
Isn't that amazing? If I could tell you the amount of times that I have been vacuuming, and I've just thought, maybe I'm going to skip the stairs today. I don't think I have it in me. The robot will always have it in it. It's really amazing that we've got stuff like this that is making life easier and more convenient for so many people.
It's funny, you know, I bought my wife an upgraded vacuum. She's dating it now because the thing always comes out whenever it wants, cleans up around the whole area. And if Gary could go up and down the stairs, and I'd be in real trouble in my household, possibly.
No kidding.
Now I'm hearing that there are some that are doing some light cooking for folks. How about that?
Right, they call that the boyfriend experience in Vegas, I'm pretty sure.
All right, so Katie, besides the vacuum that's going to vacuum your stairs for you now, what else is going on?
Some of the ones that I've been looking at, ones that would help me personally, I miss my cat more than anything in the whole wide world. My boyfriend's not going to like to hear that, but I'm looking right now at the pet phone. Obviously, people have camera feeders, stuff like that, but this will actually allow your pet to call you. As long as you have a pet you can train to hit a button, your pet can give you a call.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. What if you get a cat that's over-anxious, though?
I was going to say, Lila will call me every 13 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like, I'm hungry.
I'm anxious. Yeah. I'm anxious. UPS
came. I know. I'm going to have to be curious to find out if I'd have to block her. Not disturb.
You didn't add me.
I get home. She's mad at me.
Yeah.
The stairs are done. The cat is happy. Anything else cool that we should, you know, take a look at or be looking for in the future?
Well, there's also a lot of stuff here that is helping parents better. I'm looking right now at AI-powered interactive reading dragon. Your kid can read to this thing, and it will have patience, emotional intelligence. It also helps make sure that your kid is fully understanding the book that they're reading instead of just kind of going through making sure that they're learning sight words or they can sound it out. This is actually having conversations with them and asking how they felt about that and how they felt about the main character's decision. It's really creating an interactive experience, and it's very cute.
It would have to be. And I want you to imagine for a moment, you walk into a room or you're just walking down a hallway and you glance inside the room and you see your beautiful niece, your daughter, your child, whatever it may be, your son, and he's being read to by a dragon.
Yeah.
I believe you said it was a reading dragon in the corner.
Yeah.
And reading one of my favorite and utterly depressing books that I didn't figure out was depressing until I was older. Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree.
Yeah.
And explaining empathy to a four-year-old and a dragon just handling that big conversation for you. I mean, as a father, I'd be relieved.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to see this Choo-Choo, the AI-powered reading dragon, having a conversation about empathy with some adults I know. But
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's true. Explaining that book to them. Watch
to
them
adults.
Sob.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Have you
Doesn't
seen the new Lego bricks that they debuted?
It's really cool. It's helping kids learn how to build things, the tactile experience of playing with Legos. I mean, it's so much more than just a toy. It's helping kids learn where to put things and how things get put together and helping them understand that as they're doing it with minimal hands-on help from adults around them.
It's cool.
It's really cool. The future is here.
Making people understand about engineering. That's pretty wild. Interesting.
I know. Maybe if I would have had something like that growing up, I would be an engineer instead of a comms professional.
Well, you seem like you're having a good time regardless. So enjoy the buffet.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, have a great time at the convention.
Katie O'Grady, CES spokesperson, CES going on right now in Las Vegas. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.